Relax your toes. Sagan just didn't want to go to bed. There were things to do, an adventure to spread. Sagan didn't want to miss all the fun, but the day was over. The day was done. Sagan pouted. Sagan frowned, but Sagan's parents uttered not a sound. Sagan realized all this turning red wasn't getting Sagan out of going to bed. So, after doing all the proper bedtime things, like brushing teeth and washing up, Sagan climbed into bed with its soft, squishy springs.
"But I'm not tired. I can't sleep."
The lights were all dimmed, covers tucked under chin. Sagan's mom just placed her palm onto Sagan's forehead, nice and calm. "Now I know you aren't drowsy, too excited, I'm sure. Falling asleep would be lousy, a playtime detour. So how about this, my awake little one? Close your eyes for a moment and try this on for fun." She put her hands gently on Sagan's toes and slowly moved her fingers up toward Sagan's nose. "Relaxing your toes and making them calm. Remember, I love you, for I am your mom. And moving that feeling all happy and warm up through your legs and throughout your whole form." Sagan's dad then chimed in with some sage advice. "Just letting your breath go is also quite nice. And up to your kneecaps and hips so sweet, releasing your lower back just can't be beat." The relaxation, it glowed, and it softly buzzed down from the tips of the toes all the way up to Sagan's crown. "Now it's time to relax your whole back and tummy, your heart, lungs, and stomach, your insides all gummy, and up to your shoulders, down your arms, to your hands. Doesn't this feeling throughout you feel grand?" Sagan's mom placed her hand on Sagan's chin, nice and light. "I'm going to relax your whole head now so you can sleep tight. Relaxing your lips, teeth, tongue, and your nose. Up the back of your head, you may be starting to doze. And last but not least, your hair and your eyes and your forehead full of thoughts so bright and so wise. One deep, full breath in, and then let it all go. Your body surrounded by a soft golden glow." And as Sagan's parents took turns for one final kiss, Sagan had already nodded off to sweet bliss. Now don't drift off accidentally whilst reading this book. It can get awfully comfy, a cozy, safe nook. Because when you least expect it, you too might find that you've already relaxed your whole body and mind.